The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Give it unto you. How many people wanted to know today that I got the peace of God, which passes all understanding? I can lay down in the midst of a storm because I know Jesus has given me peace. Jesus wants you to know that his peace he gives to you. You ain't got nobody to worry. But guess what? Let your landlord call you. This is Billy Bob. Yes. You gonna get with me tomorrow? I need to catch up all the rent. I'm tired of getting half the rent. I want all. Or else, you gonna be gone. Then, instead of calling God, guess who you call? The pastor. Ding-a-ling. Pastor? Yeah. Pastor, I'm going to get set out of doors tomorrow. If any way that the church can let me have $1,000. So the pastor said, I'm going to talk to the apostle. As a matter of fact, I want you to call him. I said, I'm going to call the book people in the church. I said, Sister Maddie, is she a tithe bill? No, she ain't paid no tithe since last year. I got the answer. Trust God. God bless you.
How you want something that you ain't doing? Amen. We got a lot of people like that. Amen. When they get going through, the first person they turn to is the church because they want the church to bail them out. Church don't have money like that to bail you out. Can't tell the bank people. I guarantee you, being the pastor can't call the bank and say, he paid it all. He paid it all. The bank man said, you out. You out. I say, what you say? You out. I said, I heard a song. He paid it all. He said, don't work here. I got creditors that I got to go to. And you won't get your rent or your mortgage. You're going to be having church on the outside of the fence. And you know what the people going to say? I'm so glad to see them on the outside of the fence. I was waiting on them to fall. You got folks like that. Amen. Say it in their heart. Glory to God. But you don't get mad with them. What you say when you see you have an enemy or somebody coming against you and saying all kind of mean things against you and all that, pray for them. Amen. And don't speak words over them. Yes. Speak good words. Yes, God keep blessing them. Hallelujah. That's when you know you're saved. Because flesh will tell you, speak a word on them. You can't do that. Come on, man of God.
Amen. We are ever giving thanks to God for all of you, continually mentioning you when engaged in our prayers, recalling unceasingly before our God and Father your work, energized by faith and service, motivated by love and unwavering hope.
Motivated by what? Listen, hold on 1 minute. Motivated by love. If you really love someone, you won't want to see them go through. Amen. If you really love them, like the word of God said, love, we're supposed to love one another. If we really love you, like the word of God say, if you're going through something, we supposed to come together as a church body and begin to intercede and pray for you until you come up out of that.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Because we don't want you to go out and tell a lie. I was a faithful tithe worshiper. And that church, they ain't trying to help me. I got said I know. They didn't try. Shut your lying mouth. You didn't do that. Thank you, Lord. Because most folks, when they get paid, they say all the money belong to them. It do. It belong to you. When you get in trouble, it still belong to you. Praise God. Come on, man of God. Let me move on. I don't want to get to talk about the money. Boy, people, you talk about money, scare them to death.
Motivated by love and unwavering hope in the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Oh, brethren, beloved by God, we recognize and know that he has selected, chosen you.
Wait a minute. He has selected and chosen you and chosen me. I am a chosen vessel. You are a chosen vessel. He has selected you. Jesus, he get the one that nobody else think that they can do anything. He get the one who at the low potentates. He get the ones that everybody rejected and despised them and all that kind of stuff. Jesus reached out and picked that up. Said, come here. You was the tail, but I'm going to make you the head. You live beneath, but I'm going to make you live above. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you what you need. All you got to do is follow me. If you follow after me, I'm going to make it all right. Glory to God. Following God. Thank you, Lord. I have to follow him. I don't know about you. I got to follow him. I got to praise him. I got to magnify him. I got to glorify him. I got to worship him. Why? Because he had chosen you and I. You're chosen. A royal priesthood. Glory to God. You're chosen. Hallelujah. But we don't walk like we're chosen. We don't act like we're chosen. We act like we are defeated. And we're not defeated. Amen. Come on, man of God.
For our preaching of the glad tidings, the gospel, came to you not only in word, but also in its own inherent power and in the Holy Spirit and with great conviction and absolute certainty on our part. You know what kind of men we proved ourselves to be among you for your good. And you set yourselves to become imitators of us and through us of the Lord himself, for you welcome our message in spite of much persecution with joy inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Joy inspired by the Holy Spirit. You imitated us. You got some people now imitated. I know a young man years ago, he dead and gone now, but he was a good preacher and God really did use him. And we took a busload to his church in Atlanta. Y'all remember that? We had a Greyhound bus and broke down on the way to Atlanta. And we got there to the Man of God church. Glory to God. But he could preach like any preacher he had on TV. Glory to God. He had that gift like that. One day he was preaching like Jasper Williams. They said, that's Jasper. No, that's him. That ain't him. But he had that type of a gift. But one thing I want to tell you. He said we went through suffering. He was telling Paul, was reminding people, reminding Timothy now. He was saying, look here, they imitate y'all. They did all that there. But one thing about it, they kept doing it through suffering. You know, when you get over in Christ, things sometimes don't come as fast as they used to come. Tell the truth. You know, when you were with the devil used to give you a number to keep you with him. He said, the number so-and-so coming today. And you go down to the corner store, say, give me $4 on that number. And they come. And you tell your buddies, your devil buddies, I hit yesterday. Man, I hit for 4 times. That was 20. That was $2,000. I got $2,000. Man, I'm gonna buy me some groceries. I'm gonna do some thing and buy me some beer. Praise God. God gave it to me too. People say that all the time. But when they don't get it, they get the cussing God. They cuss him 2 or 3 times. How many of y'all been there before? Some of y'all don't play the lottery. Tell the truth. If you ain't hit, you just say, God, forgive me. You play. Forgive me till the next time. I'm gonna play one more time. Till I hit. my head, I'm gonna, I ain't gonna let anybody know, but I'm gonna let some people know. Praise y'all. If so many Christians played that money when that money came over to $1 billion, they had so many, 1 out of 4 Christians was in the line. 1 out of 4. They went to play. They said, that's $1 billion. I could pay my church off. And you get that money, you tell your church goodbye. Bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Hey! I'm gone. I didn't like you no way like that. Come on, man of God.
So that you thus became a pattern to all the believers, those who adhere to, trust in, and rely on Christ Jesus in Macedonia and Achaia, most of Greece.
Amen. Now go back to King James, and I'm just about through and get ready to pray for a couple, 2 or 3 people. And then we're going to have communion. I want the sister pastor and Minister Thomas to go and get the communion ready. We're going to have communion today for those of you that want to have communion. If you don't want to have a communion, I understand. But the word of God say, all you have to do is examine yourself and repent. And then you can receive it. Glory to God. Unless you don't believe in your own repentance. But he said, don't drink it if you're not worthy. You bring damnation to your own soul. Praise God. So some people are afraid of the communion. Thank you, Lord. Come on, man of God.
Verse 8, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything.
You ain't got to speak nothing. Come on.
For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
You turned to God from idols to serve the living God. All of us have been the idol worshippers. Tell the truth. Some of us still idol worshippers. What do you mean by that, man of God? Just what I said. Some of us are idol worship because we worship our job. We worship our wife. Sometimes we worship our children. We worship and worship. And that's an idol of God. He said, I have no other God before me. I don't care how cute your little Johnny boy is or your Johnny girl is. Don't worship her because she's going to break your heart or he's going to break your heart. Brother Imani, brother Lamont, I want you to come. Praise God. I hear the Lord saying unto me, lift up your hand. I hear the Lord saying, I've been good to you. I've done many things for you. But sometimes the enemy mess with you. Maybe I ain't got it right. Maybe I got it wrong. But I don't think so. Sometimes the enemy mess with you. And sometimes you have problems. But I want you to make up your mind. Whatever I have to do, I'm going to press my way more and more. Because I hear the Lord saying that I've chosen you. You're a chosen vessel. You have a work. You have a ministry. I see you reaching the people that done things that you done. I see you telling them that God gonna lie when you tell them to prick their heart and they're gonna come unto the Lord. You done been around some bad people. Thank you, Lord. Plus, you're a bad person yourself. If you make you mad, even though you live in stature, but you make you mad, you'll do something to a person. But you don't want to do that. You don't want no parts of the world. God said, I call you to come up here. I want you to come to me like never before. I see that you love your children. I see that you're praying, but you got a special love for that little daughter of yours. She got a special love for you. She just call you all the time. Daddy, 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 daddy. Thank you, Lord. Because she loves you. And you love her. I see the hurt
let them be. Even sometimes your wife speak to you and hurt you, but you don't say nothing. But God said, I want you to give it up today. I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to get the pastor to anoint you. I want you to surrender and tell God that you're sorry. God is getting ready to bless you. I see two blessings getting ready to be released in your hand. You've been praying about it. You've been praying about it. You've been praying about it. Now, God, touch from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. Loose him right now, Satan. The blood of Jesus is against you. I bind you. I rebuke you. I command you. Loose him. Loose him. Loose him. I want you to come. I see. Lift up your hand. I see where the enemy want to get you confused. But the enemy can't have you because you're not made like your brother. You're not made like him. I'm not saying anything mean against him, but you're not made like him. But the enemy been trying to get over your spirit to make you feel like you tough and bad. Glory to God. But you love your mama, you love your brothers, and you love your sister. You love. You gotta love. And sometimes you feel like you don't get the love. You feel like your mama don't give you the love that you're supposed to have. But your mama give you all the love that she can give you because there's a bunch of y'all. Praise God. Do I have it right? Huh? I know I have it right. You, today, I want your mama, where your mama at? I want your mama to come up here. And I want you to put your arms around your mama, and I want you to tell her that you're sorry and you love her. And you're going to feel something come on the inside of you. Tell your mama, mama, I love you, mama. I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Forgive me, mama. I shall help you. I will help you. I will help you. Remove the hurt, God. That he feel like he been left out. But he ain't been left out, God. Because you got a special work for him. You got a special anointing upon him, God. You got a special work for him, God. God, I thank you for him. I thank you for him, God. I thank you for the healing, God. I thank you for the deliverance now, God. I thank you for the breakthrough now. Your daddy love you too. Vincent love you. And he don't want anything to happen to you. Thank you, Lord. Did you tell her? Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hand and say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for touching me right now. Right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Touching me right now, God. Free me on the inside to the outside. Free me. And I feel it anointed. Touch your stomach, Pastor. Hit it anointed. Touch your stomach. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to Sister Anna's daughter. Did I see her here? I want her to come. I hear the Lord lift up your hand. I hear the Lord saying that the enemy tried everything within him to discourage you sometimes. But a lot of time it's because the way you feel about your husband. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes he says stuff to you that are mean. He said things because you try to please him with everything in you. Maybe I got it wrong. You try to please him. And you see that he made up his mind that he's going to do what he want to do. But I'm here today to tell you, let him do what he want to do. You do Jesus. And you keep on praying. You keep on crying out to God. And you keep on allowing God to lead you to him more. And stop letting you yield to everything he said. Hallelujah. I know you love him, and I'm not saying anything negative. I'm not saying that you don't fold you, but I'm saying that the enemy wants to destroy you because that's a war down on the inside of you. You have a ministry, and it's a powerful ministry, but you gotta have to obey God. You have to begin to pray more. You have to begin to fast. You have to begin to let the Lord have a way in you. Sometimes the Lord speaks. When you're at the house, sometimes he speaks to you. And before you can do what the Lord said, a spirit come up and try to destroy you. But today, after Pastor lay hands on you, if you want to be free, God gonna free you today, right now, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. If you want to be free, God gonna free you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, Pastor. Loose her right now. Loose her in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now for your anointing. I thank you right now, God, for your breakthrough in the spirit. I thank you right now, God. Freeing her right now. Sister Stafford, I want you to come. I hear the Lord say, I see that you're a very mild mannered type person, but you have a little temper. You get mad in a heartbeat. if I'm not wrong, you'll strike somebody and they really push you to the utmost. You quickly distract. But the Lord said, I want you to give. I see some stuff that were done years ago. I see some stuff that are lingering in your heart. Some hurt words. That was a word spoken to you. And it hurt you, cut you to the core. It's kind of hard for you. You just not get to the place where you can trust like you want to trust. Because I'm looking down through your life, you've been hurt here and you've been hurt there. And there's some things that have been said to you. Cut you like a knife. But I hear the Lord saying, today, this day right here, when the pastor lay her hands on your heart, he's going to free. I command that spot. I command you to come up. Come out of Donatel. I command you, loose. 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 I'm going to free you tonight. I'm going to free you. I'm going to take the hurt out. I'm going to take the hurt out. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Did I see Asia back there? Come here, Asia. I want to sing a verse. I want Gerald to sing a verse of this song to you. Because it means something. It's going to touch you deep down inside. Because God called you and your mama wounded. And you cannot, I don't care what you do, you cannot get away from it. And the song says, you used to sing it a while back, but it's been a while since you've been singing. And it go, I surrender all. This is to you. The reason why, because the Lord said, I want you. Surrender. I want you to surrender to me. Hallelujah. Come on, Gerald. I can feel it moving.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.